In October of 2020, I began the Outpost 127 broadcast after serving 12 years as a bivocational pastor of an organic church movement here in San Antonio, Texas called Intersection Church. Now, at the time of the first broadcast, I was a little unsure if God still had a place to use me in serving his kingdom, if I'm just being honest. And while several of my friends had created their own podcasts, successfully, I might add, I wasn't really sure if it was the right platform for me to take on. There were, however, a few things I was very sure of. First of all, I loved Jesus, and I had an honest desire to see others who didn't know him come to believe, receive, and love him the same way that I knew he wanted. And two, I loved the Bible and hoped for an opportunity to get to share this book with other people. And three, I loved people and just wanted to serve and encourage anyone that God placed in my path. And so, in response, I did two spontaneous things. The first thing I did was I reached out to my great friend Luke Pollock in Ohio, and I floated the idea of hosting a podcast together. I explained to him the premise and the purpose, and it wasn't long before he agreed to join in. And then I also reached out on social media, cautiously, declaring that I was going to start a podcast. And almost immediately, another good friend of mine, Eddie Wilcutt, he texted me asking how he could support me with something tangible. So I did a search for the type of microphone I wanted. I told Eddie the brand and the model, and within a few days, a new microphone had arrived on my front doorstep. So I had sensed in that moment that God had used both Luke and Eddie to encourage and remind me that he still had some work left for me to do. So we started Outpost 127 with the idea to broadcast encouraging messages and interviews to the sojourner, the misfit, the ambassador, who were standing on the wild frontiers of ministry and who were, as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1:27, standing side by side for the faith of the gospel. And over a period of 20 episodes, we have endeavored to do just that. But after struggling earlier this year with some mental health issues, including an identity crisis and honestly just some outright depression, I began sensing that God was bringing me back to something that radically changed my life over 20 years ago, something that I once had a relentless passion for and desire to share, the gospel, plain and simple. Yes, our intent through Outpost 127 has always been to share stories of those living out their gospel calling, whether as a photographer, a small business owner, an artist, or a men's minister. And I believe we have been faithful to that call, and we will continue being faithful as we move forward. But over the last several months, God has really convicted me of the need and the urgency of sharing the gospel message with our world today, more than ever before. I don't know, perhaps it's because we've been embroiled in a global pandemic. Maybe it's because there has been so much political and social turmoil in our country. It could be because countries like Russia and China are currently flexing their military muscle, threatening the peace and well-being of humanity. But whatever the reason, I sense an urgency on my life to engage in the soul, and I mean soul, mission of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to a broken and hurting world. And at the same time, I have a renewed urgency to combat some of the dangerous beliefs that we as American evangelical Christians hang on to about the gospel. Beliefs including that everyone in America has already heard the gospel, that most in our society are just hostile to the gospel, which is why they won't accept it, that those even within the church walls accurately understand the historical Christian gospel message, that many of us just don't know how to have the courage to share the gospel with our friends and family who may still be living in their sins apart from God. It's my sincere belief that many of us don't really accept the supernatural power of the gospel that is able to save those who are perishing. If we did, perhaps those of us who have already been converted through the loving, life-altering, and life-giving truth of the gospel would also feel a sense of urgency to see our unconverted loved ones become saved. So I guess what I'm saying is that it is time that I have a little more urgency with the purpose and power of this Outpost 127 broadcast. So moving into 2022, we will continue sharing real, authentic stories of those of you who are standing firm on the front lines of gospel ministry as an encouragement to anyone that may be feeling weak or abandoned and ready to give it all up. And we're still going to bring you honest, raw conversations between Luke and I, but this time with a renewed focus on the truth of the gospel, what it is, what it means, and how to share it with others. And sprinkled among all of those episodes will be short gospel teachings that you can share with those in your circles of influence who you believe don't yet have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And finally, just in case you didn't know, Outpost 127 is actually the broadcast platform of a much larger gospel ministry called Intersection. So while we work hard on ramping up Outpost 127 in 2022, Intersection will also continue on mission, living out our four cardinal points of teaching, encouraging, loving, and serving by doing a few things. By continuing to preach the gospel through hybrid Bible studies, which we're going to host both online and in person, from a physical Outpost 127 location right here in San Antonio, right where I'm actually broadcasting this from today. We're going to continue to preach monthly at the Strong Foundation, a locally based Christian ministry focused on assisting homeless families with children who need a fresh start in life. We're going to continue to make myself available for mentoring, coaching, and one-on-one encouraging as the Lord provides opportunities. And finally, I am in the beginning stages of writing a book with a working title, Intersections, Encounters with Jesus That Changed Everything. And I'm hopeful to self-publish and, God willing, even release it later in the year. So before I sign off on this, our 21st and final episode of the year, I just wanted to thank you all for listening. When this endeavor began, I honestly didn't know how much fun I would have getting to interview such interesting people and hearing such inspiring stories and even working late into the evening editing, recording, and promoting new episodes. And God willing, Outpost 127 will return in 2022 with a little more urgency in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, so we can continue to make him known and see him loved. And until we see you again, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace.